Great day, amazing humans. Yes, welcome to Empowering Bites. This is where we keep it short and sweet. But who is the we? Well, the we is me, Nkechi, and
I'm Gabby with 1B, pleased to be the co-host of these Empowering Bites where we keep it short and sweet.
E to the A to the B to the what? Mamone! That is Gabby 1B Mamone. Let's go, girl! Let the show begin. Great day, amazing humans. Yes, and welcome to the next episode of Empowering Bites, where you know I am not alone. And for YouTubers, you can see that because I am joined by the magnificent, the most marvelous, the most brilliant Gabriella that I know.
Thank you very much. You rolled the R. I'm very impressed.
I've been practicing the roles. So yeah, we're here with a topic that we believe is going to enable us to actually dig in, reflect, and, you know, on things in our lives that we think will inspire others.
Yes.
And also allow you, the listener, the watcher, to think about it for yourself. And so it's about, can you recall moments where you were in the right environment that shifted the trajectory, maybe the purpose, you know, added more value to your life, right? Can you remember those moments? Okay, well, so then just go.
You want me to go?
Yeah, just go, go.
Okay, before I go, I actually want to share something that I remember hearing from Oprah. And she has this analogy, and forgive me if I kind of butcher it, but she has this analogy where life is like a yarn or a string. And when you unravel it, you go through this string, and this is your life. And so every moment, every time it unravels more and more, there's a reason for that. You're in the right room, you're in the right area, you're in the right proximity, who's in your corner, and you keep going until you get to your goal. And so relating that to my life, where I am today happened because I unraveled something. And that was the day that I remember sitting in the audience of my very first TEDx talk. I was watching a TEDx show my first time, and I loved it. Each speaker had this idea worth sharing. And I sat in that audience and I said, within 5 years, I'm going to be on that stage. Wow. And at that point, I had, prior to that day, I hadn't had a goal to be on that stage, to be a TEDx speaker. But I made a commitment that day because I was like mesmerized by how cool it was. And within 2 years, I had my first TED Talk.
And so what is it that... So what is it that we could tell the listeners that it is about? That was proximity.
Yes.
So what was it in that moment that it tapped something that was already inside of you? Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, you grabbed something from the experience, but it had to connect with something that already resonated inside of you. Did you ever figure out what that was?
Yeah, exposure, right? I saw high performers. I saw people that had goals and then they achieved them. So it's like, I can too.
Because you've always felt internally that you want to be a high performer?
Absolutely. And you have a message, right? You have a message. And what a great way to share it is on a stage. And so for me, I distinctly remember that day and that changed. The environment changed me. I want to know your story.
Well, it's so interesting because I, when I thought about this topic, I had a different story. I was going to, but I have so many, because of yours, I'm thinking about like getting into professional bodybuilding. It was a great friend of mine, Angela, who brought me to a bodybuilding competition. And I just was marveling at the level of discipline. And so discipline was already in my life. And I think what I saw there, and athleticism was already in my life. But what I saw there was a different level of purpose. And personal discipline and personal mastery that connected. And then I just, I went for it. And then I, the rest is history, became an IFBB pro eventually. I also then thought about... I knew I went to a Tony Robbins event way years ago with my husband and him on the stage and the room filled with like people just losing their mind.
Jumping and high-fiving.
And I was like, I'm going to be a female. At the time, then I was going to be a female Tony Robbins. But today I'm a female Nkechi Nwafor Robbins. But what I was going to share, like, because environments matter is the key one, this is more so new, is becoming an angel investor. And that was like just being surrounded by just women who invested in other women. And what is it they say? Like, if you hang out with, if five of your friends are millionaires, four of your friends are millionaires, you become the fifth.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
And so that it's that concept, right?
That's beautiful.
And it's like, so it's really, really important. And so proximity matters.
Yeah.
And I think it's what you can call it, like the exposure effect.
Yes. Yes. You're expanding yourself, your identity. You're allowing yourself to see something new because you're exposed to
right.
this new arena right. area.
Right. What I'm going to say, too, is this moment, for those of you that are watching, I know it looks really, really different than Zoom. And this is because we are in a studio.
Yeah.
Recording this today. And that all was born from, I knew that once, like, I wanted Empowered in My Skin to yeah. one day be alive. Experience for everybody, but more so I knew that I felt that I was going to have a studio, like whether it was a television. Again, sometimes you don't actually need, what is it they say, that the set the vision but the path or whatever is none of your business,
right?
Yeah. So I didn't know what it would look like at the time, and I don't know that these kind of studios were popular when I had that vision when we started 8 years ago.
Yes,
right.
Yeah.
And here we are on today, just because I made the decision, like, if we at least don't get into the environment,
yep,
we will never ever get there.
Yeah.
And so sometimes it's just like Gabby, that's why I asked you, like, it's one thing to have been in that environment, but it was another thing for it to have tapped you enough to make another step.
Absolutely. And I had the vision, I had the language, I had the proximity, I did the setting, I was driven, I started watching more TED Talks. I needed to understand, okay, great, I have the vision, but I also know that hundreds and hundreds of people apply to each one. Mm-hmm. So how do I stand out to be, you know, one of eight or one of 10? Mm-hmm. And so it's that vision and really not losing focus of it. Mm-hmm. And that's what this is about. It's what's the environment? What's the room that changed you? Mm-hmm. But you have to take action, right? Knowledge is one thing, vision is one thing, mm-hmm. but taking action is really where the change happens.
So with kind of doing the research on this, there's some other elements that I think need to be important that mm-hmm. I want to make sure that we touch on. So I'm going to ask you about psychological safety mm-hmm. and how it matters, because if you don't feel safe, so let's move away from like sort of your TED Talk experience. Mm-hmm. Can you think about, for you to actually even step on stage, there had to be a level of you were going to say yes to experiences that made you feel safe enough to be able to go up there and let loose.
Yes.
Right? So what can you sort of say about the importance of that, of creating environments or being in environments where you feel psychologically safe?
Mm. I would say that what's most important is that you have the mindset that you are there to serve. Because if it's very focused on you and your needs and your agenda and your goals, then that's almost one-sided. But if you come from a mindset that you're there to serve, then your mission, your message becomes more powerful than your fear.
Say that again. Your mission, your message becomes more powerful than your fear.
Did I just say that, girl? I gotta write that one down.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Yes, but it's true, right? It's true. Like, you really need to focus on your message and your mission and come from a place of service.
Yeah.
That will overpower your fear.
Yeah.
Right? And that allows you to feel psychologically safe to share.
Yeah, I feel like I'm interviewing you now. So we're also now going to perhaps look at energy versus access, where the best rooms aren't always prestigious. They're activating.
I would like your take on this one as well, but I would say the first thing that came up for me with that statement is being around the right people, right? You be around the right people, and it's even in your home environment. Like, if you have these goals and your spouse or your child or someone kind of kiboshes them, they will be the first person to like dig up your dreams. Right?
Yeah.
And so you don't need to tell everybody what you want to say.
Right.
You need to tell the right people what you want to say. And that, for me, is the energy, is the access. It's sharing with the right people.
Right.
What's your take?
So I think immediately for me, what I thought about is often, especially if I start to think about being a mentor, there are people that want access to me.
Yeah.
And there's people that want access to my knowledge or my experience. There's something about
yes,
what I've gone through
sure.
that they want to learn from
sure.
this, any other.
Yeah.
And so energy versus access. So I'm thinking like they might have access, but if they don't have, if they're coming with a very sort of depleted self, like deprecating type of like, I'm never going to be able to, like, even though I see her doing it, and she might be telling me all of these things, but if I'm not showing up in a way that I'm saying that I'm going to, it's not that I want to be her, but I want to take some tactics from her and add it to my toolkit. Mm. So I think it's more about your own personal energy as well, right? Like when you are in these rooms, you will miss the activation, you will miss the value, you'll miss the pathway that it's providing you to sort of continue to elevate yourself if you are not conscious of the energy that you are bringing into the environment as well. One of being able to receive, one of being to be able to be observant, one of being able to realize that there's something in here that is going to change the trajectory of my life. And I think we should walk into every experience like that, because anyway, all of this to say that I believe that if you are extremely aware and understanding that the environment, the people, and when I talk about environments, it could be rooms, it could be people, it could be sins, it could be like just even like how, like the what is the this environment is very comfortable.
Yes.
So I actually feel very relaxed.
Yes.
Right?
As
my hip, my surgery hip feels good. But it's like it's all of that. And if you are not being intentional about the environments that you're allowing your human to be in, then you'll miss, there's something that you'll miss. And I think that there's something that we can do every single day to be making sure that we're in the right environment.
Okay. I would absolutely agree with you. I'm going to go off on a bit of a tangent, but I'm curious to know, how do you feel if someone says to you, can I pick your brain?
I don't feel bad.
Okay, good. Because we're talking about, you know, even like owning your energy and time.
I was like, is this a trick question?
No, not at all. Okay. You know what it is because, you know, I'm going a bit of on a tangent here because it's important to be in the right rooms and hang around the right people. So everybody wants a piece of you. Everybody wants to know what's in your brain, which is beautiful and a huge compliment. But the reality is you have work to do and maybe you're on your way to an event and things like that.
I'm here. I think it goes back to what you said earlier.
Yes.
I'm here for service.
Yes.
My life is one of service and there isn't, I mean, I always try to live my life to say, if a camera was following me, would there ever be points or time that would be contrary to whom I portray myself as out there?
Yeah, I love it.
And I think if you start to think about that more so, more consciously, then yes, anytime somebody asks me, can I pick my brain? I recognize that that is an opportunity to serve. And that is actually what I'm supposed to be doing.
Ugh.
Muhammad Ali's... service is the rent we pay for our time here on earth.
Oh, yes.
So you are paying rent and service is the way, service is the rent you pay. Yeah.
I love that. Yeah. Okay, so we've just talked about the rooms and the environments that change us.
Yes.
Do you have any lasting words of wisdom to the listeners?
Me and then you?
Sure.
Okay. I would say, listener, it is back to what I kind of said, and I'll reiterate it really quickly, is incumbent on you that in every moment of every day, your surroundings, the people, the places, the things that you have around you are what is going to actually continue to, you know, shift the trajectory of your life. And so to be really, really cognizant of it and show up in all of your greatness and get ready to receive.
Ugh, I just love that so much. And for me, environment is very important. If you're not happy with your environment, you'll need to change it, whether that's your home, whether that's the way that your office looks, whether that's I want to show up more, which means I will need to go to more networking events. So change your environment in order to reduce anxiety and increase psychological safety and reduce fear and increase confidence.
Yes.
I think that's so, so important.
I love that.
Me too.
Well, this is Sally, where we have to say, I'm Ink.
And I'm Gabby with 1B.
And we're out.
Bye-bye.
Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode.